And we further recommended that in recommendation number 10, along this same line, that peace officers have the authority to enforce injunctive orders that are obtained. Private parties can get peace officer assistance under the statute we cite. We think that by simply adding public and private nuisances, that the statute will give the state the same authority to correct a waterway problem as a private person would have. And then I guess the final recommendation, which sort of dovetails into this, sort of a narrow one, is we understood from listening to navigability task force meetings that there were occasional problems where state employees were doing their water management duties were interfered with in their access to navigable waterways and the adjacent land. And we note the statutes provide for a land surveyor in private employment the ability to go onto land as necessary to execute their function. We saw no reason not to have the same rights to management, waterway management employees employed by the state. So that's sort of a potpourri of some statutory amendments and some general advice. But the main issues the committee has looked at very thoroughly, and that's the unmarked 17B easements. What good are they, and how can we get them marked so the public can use them? And then the Andrus situation, the auditors are glad to see that that has now been brought to light, and the committee can make a decision on whether to ignore these or pursue them or reach some mediated solution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, if I might comment on both recommendations 9 and 11, which strike that 9 and 12, which we have concurred in, just as a suggestion, it may well be worth consideration of empowering private rights of action as well. That is, just as we do in consumer protection, where the Attorney General is empowered to do X, Y, and Z, we have basically a corollary right of private Attorney General action, as a citizen can also make the claim. It strikes me that as a way of providing further incentive for enforcement is to grant that kind of right in both situations that you describe in recommendation, as the auditors have described in recommendation 9 and in 12, and create the incentive for private enforcement in addition to simply relying on the Attorney General's office to be able to take on these. Not that we're inundated with them, but there may be a stage when that might in fact be the case. And creating, again, a private Attorney General action may provide a mechanism worth considering.
Mr. Chairman, I think the remarks of the Attorney General are very well taken in the enforcement of municipal zoning ordinances at the local level. Frequently, private citizens will have the right to, if they feel that there's a zoning violation in their neighborhood, to pursue that as a neighborhood problem on their own in court, as opposed to depending on a city attorney to go in and fight all their battles for them. So we certainly concur with that recommendation.
Okay, there are questions that would go on forever. We have spent a lot of time at this. I would kind of like to see if we can come to some conclusions that produce series of products, and the expertise is in the state departments. The interest is in the state departments, and I think the general population, and in the native corporations. I think there is, you know, the other thing to do in terms of marking easements is go to the corporations and pay them to mark the easements. If the easements are already delineated, and they can actually generate some revenue in an activity that they can use, you know, local people and shareholders on, you know, maybe there's some possibilities there. I would like to, you know, I mean, basically, two issues we're going to, at least I'm going to work on through the session, RS 2477s and navigability and the pieces around them. The pieces of public access that give us a chance to utilize and enjoy the resources of the state of Alaska. And I would like any suggestions possible. If you know, there's got to be some middle ground. I don't think that we can afford to wait forever. The privileges and the obligations that were granted to the corporations in 1971, to the state of Alaska in 1980, many of those things are time limited, running out, wearing out, or going away. And you know, all the special provisions in the 1980 Act that we haven't utilized, we ought to be utilizing more of them. But it's just as much, you know, I think the legislative branch has been remiss as well at not figuring them out. And it seems to me that, you know, I get to the point where I understand what we ought to do, and then I go on to something else. And I hope we can come up with a piece of legislation that maybe takes care of some legal impediments. It may have some provisions in it. You know, we'll start out with every provision we can think of. If it takes a starting point of legislatively asserting state jurisdiction over every stream over a certain size and every lake over a certain size, and then find out why we can't do that and go on down to what's next and what's next and what's next. But I am going to try to come up with some kind of legislation to go forward in the whole area of the state's responsibility to its navigable waters. I would appreciate any help I can get, because I'm still lost after listening to all this stuff. With that, if there aren't any other questions by committee members, we will adjourn, but the topic is still on the table. Thank you.